On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria 26, Johannesburg 27, Emalahleni 23 grade. Die vakbond nou sê Amerika se militêre aanval teen demokratiese verkose regering in Venezuela is volgens hom 'n bewys van die Amerikaanse regering se skynheiligheid. Die Amerikaanse weermag het die naweek Venezuela se president Nicolas Maduro en sy vrou in hegtenis geneem en aangekla van dwelmhandel en wapenverwante oortredings. Nou se voorsitter en woordvoerder Lewazin Klossi.
For the US and the Trump administration, it is unacceptable that Venezuela possesses the biggest energy reserves and strategic geography, can exercise independent economic and foreign policy and act outside its hegemonic control.
Die ANC jeugliga sê intussen hulle sal die jeug en magte mobiliseer om na die Amerikaanse ambassade in Pretoria op te ruk om teenkanting teen die skending van Venezuela se soewereiniteit uit te spreek. Die Santswane sê hy is verbind tot die volle herstel van kragvoorsiening in gebiede wat geraak egter word deur die brand by die Kroespoort substasie. Die brand het groot skade veroorsaak, die metro se woordvoerder Lindela Mashigo.
Technical teams are making steady progress on site and are currently attending to a third and final cable, which is the last outstanding component in this phase of the work. Further updates will be communicated as progress continues.
Die lugverkeerdiens sê daar was gister vlugvertragings by die OR Tambo internasionale lughawe wat ertoe gelei het dat passasiers vir meer as 4 ure gestrand was. Tydelike menslike hulpbron beperkings by die lugverkeerbeheerstasie het vertragings veroorsaak, woordvoerder Mpilo Tlamini.
There are people that are not in their workstations. You find that you have to delay a little bit some of the departures. Then that kind of delay compounds into what I can call traffic delay over a period of time. So now we have cleared the backlog by bringing more capacity to make sure that operations are back to normal.
Nog nie sy die buiteland nuwe dodelike betogings tussen betogers en veiligheidsmagte in Iran het uitgebreek. Die demonstrasies wat aanvanklik deur woede oor die stygende lewenskoste aangevuur is, betree nou sy tweede week. Ten minste 12 mense is dood. En goeie nuus vir motoriste, die jongste brandstofpryse. Die departement van minerale hulpbronne sê die aanpassing sal die land se brandstofprys tot die laagte in byna 4 jaar laat daal. Die departement se woordvoerder Robert Mark.
Petrol will decrease by 62 and 66 cents per liter. Diesel will decrease by 137 and 150 cents per liter. Retail price of paraffin will decrease by 1.48 cents per liter. Maximum retail price of LP gas will increase by 21 cents per kilogram countrywide and 23 cents per kilogram in the Western Cape.
Action al September, meer nies om 10 uur of besoek jacarandafm.com.